Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Shabbos. We're going to be doing Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, as well as Yemir Tzoshem Daf Lamed Zayin, and we begin the third perek, known as Perek Kira, which deals with many, many, many halachos dealing with cooking on Shabbos and putting things on and off a blech, taking them out from a refrigerator, putting them onto a blech, when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. I want to stress these are very, very complicated halachos, and nobody should be paskining from what they hear in the shir and the Gemara, because there are many discussions that are not lahalocha. There are many different psokim between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, between the Mechaber and the Ramah in many of these things. And certainly one should ask their local Rav any particular bishul type of questions. But it's very important for people to learn this perek, even on the relatively superficial level that we're doing it in the Daf Yomi, so they can familiarize themselves with a lot of the terms and be, Ezras Hashem, be able to ask questions in an appropriate fashion. With that mini introduction, let us begin the third perek. So we have to know, first of all, before we even start Kira, what is a Kira? So Rashi tells us that a Kira is asuya ke'en kidera v'nostin kidera l'socha. A kira is an oven that is made sort of like a big pot. It's a rectangular shaped oven that you can put either a pot into it on top of the coals directly, or you can hang it on the top part, or you can put it right next to the top of the oven. A kira, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, can hold two pots. So it's like a double burner, if you wish. The Rabbeinu Chananel over here says, Kira zuhi mokom shvisas beis kedera. So there's a room on the top to fit in two pots on top of it. Now, this is important because this is a type of an oven that is not going to be as hot as what we'll also learn about is a tanur. A tanur is more of a shape that's like a trapezoid, where you have it wider at the bottom and narrower at the top, and therefore it contains and retains the heat much better, and therefore gets much hotter. So some of these rules that we're going to have for a kira don't apply to a tanur. And then there's something else called the kupach, which likewise retains the heat much better. It only has one burner on the top, so to say. It only has a slot for one, so therefore the heat inside is retained much better, and the rules for a kira don't apply to a tanur and a kupach. Our ovens, according to the great poskim, the way we have them today, are similar to the kira, and therefore the rules for our ovens usually will follow the dinim for a kira. So now we begin. Kira shehesikua bikash ubigvava. If you use the firewood over here for this oven, this kira, with kash and gvava. Rashi tells us that kash is zanvos hashibolim. This is like the tail of the shibolim, which means the top part of the wheat that is not usually eaten as the wheat. The middle part of the stalk is the wheat. The top part is this kash or straw that is the tail part of the shibolim. And the gvava is the part that stays attached to the ground after you reap the wheat, and that is often referred to as stubble. So this form of the wheat, known as the kash and the gevava, are really not the edible parts. They're the parts that are either on the top of the stalk or that are left on the ground, and then when you cut them off, they're used as firewood. They're essentially useless as food, so they're used to burn. Now, these don't reach such a high temperature. They're not that hot. They're not that flammable. So therefore, when you're using kash and gevava to heat up your oven, we're not concerned about shemo yechata es hagicholim, which is something that we talked about already in the second paragraph, that a person may come to stoke the fire. He's going to stoke the coals because the cooking is not getting done as fast as he would like. So therefore, when you're dealing with kash and gevava as the firewood, so to say, then nobody's really going to be concerned that you're going to stoke the coals, because if you really were interested in cooking hot and cooking well, you wouldn't use kash and gevava. So if the kira is using as its fuel kash and gevava, so nostin alea tavshil, you're allowed to go and put a tavshil directly into this type of a kira on Erev Shabbos. It goes without saying that one of the lametes melachos is cooking on Shabbos, so you're never allowed to cook on Shabbos. So here we'll see that we're talking about doing this on Erev Shabbos, and we'll have to discuss, do you need to have a blech, which we'll explain more about, or not a blech when you're doing this on Erev Shabbos, and then are you allowed to go and return stuff, chazorah, to this fire on Shabbos if it's something that's already been cooked. Now we'll discuss all of these terms, and we'll see even the simple word nostim ala tavshil, you can put it on this oven over here, the top shill is a dish. It doesn't mean that it's cooked necessarily. You want to get it cooked, and you're allowed to do this putting it on. So the Gemara will have a whole discussion. What does it mean, putting it on? Is it talking about shehiya, which is a very important term to know, which means that you put it on Erev Shabbos, and that is always permissible to cook something on Erev Shabbos, but not if you're going to leave it on for Shabbos. So therefore, there is a concern that when you're putting stuff on an Erev Shabbos to go into Shabbos, there are situations where it's not allowed, situations where it is allowed. And then there's chazara, that's taking something that's already been cooked and putting it back on the oven. And the concern is there that it either looks like cooking or that there are other potential problems in doing so. And that's what we'll discuss in the Gemara. So right now, again, first line of the Mishnah, we haven't gotten very far. You have this oven that's heated up with kash and gavava. That's not such flammable stuff. So then you're allowed to go put a dish on it. We'll see. It means on Erev Shabbos, or it means to be chozer it, to put it back on the oven on Shabbos. If you're using more flammable stuff, stronger fuel, gefes and etzim, so Rashi explains gefes is psoles shel shumshimin. It's the like the pulp that's left behind after you squeeze out the oil from sesame seeds. Shehotzi shumnan, if you pulled out the oil. Elsewhere, the Gemara will say this also includes not only sesame seeds, it would include olives as well. So you have the residue that's behind, that's left behind, the pulp that's left behind after you've taken out the oil. So this is highly flammable. And likewise, firewood, etzim, wood, is highly flammable. So the Mishnah tells us, lo yitain, you're not allowed to go put it on. Again, we'll see what this means when we're talking about putting it on Erev Shabbos, or we're talking about Chazor on Shabbos. Achi yigrof, o achi yitain es ha'efer. Now, grufa uktuma, that's what we're referring to over here. Yigrof means that you're shoveling the coals. Most of the Mepharshim say that you're shoveling them out of the oven. It still retains the heat, obviously, but there's no chance that shema yechates ha-gecholim, because there are no gecholim there. Or some suggest that they're just pushed to the side, and there's less of a concern. You'll remind yourself when you see them all pushed to the side that you're not allowed to go stir them and stoke the fire. That's grufa. We have today, our modern blechs are what we call ketuma, which is ach yitein es ha-efer. This is when you put essentially ashes on top of the coals to, quote, cool them down. Now, anybody that does this, it's going to be a hecker reminder and clearly demonstrate that you're not interested in stoking the coals, making the fire hotter. And that's essentially what our blechs do today. The word blech is a Yiddish word that means a tin. So it's basically a metal that you're putting on top of the fire. And that will dampen the fire, not allow you to cook so well. Nobody would cook on a blech if they had a choice. They'd put it right on the fire. So therefore, when you put the blech on, you're essentially showing yourself and everybody else that you're not cooking here on Shabbos. You're not doing things that will cause you to forget that it's Shabbos and stoke the fire on Shabbos and make it cook faster because you have a blech there to remind you. So this is called ketumah. When I use the terms grufa and ketumah, we're essentially talking today about a blech because none of us are shifting coals around because none of us have coal ovens anymore. So therefore, the practical point of grufa and ketumah is today putting on a blech. So when do you have to put on a blech? It says if you're dealing with firewood that is either gefes or etzim, so then you're not allowed to put it on unless achi yigrof or achi yitein es ha'efer, unless there's a blech on, unless you're doing this. We'll see again, are we talking about putting it on Erev Shabbos, or we're talking about chazara on Shabbos. Now, within this, beishamay omrim chamin, you can only do this whenever you're allowed to do this with hot water, because there's no concern that you're going to try to heat up hot water more. It's boiling. Avalo tavshil, but Beis Shammai says you're never allowed to do this with a tavshil, with a dish that you want to get cooked. Well, Beis Hillel omrim chamin v'tavshil. Beis Hillel says no, not only with hot water, but you can even do this with a tavshil. Again, the Gemara will explain a lot of what we're talking about over here. Beis Shammai omrim notlin. Likewise, Beis Shammai says that you can take it off the oven, avalo machzirim, but you can't put it back on. Here we're definitely talking about chazara. Beis Hillel says not only can you take it off, but you're even allowed under certain situations to put it back on. What are we talking about? So Gemara starts off and says, Ibailu. They ask in the Beis Medrash the following Shaila. That which is said in the Mishnah, lo yitain, right? We said you're not allowed to do this. So what does that mean? Hi, lo yitain, lo yachsiru. Does it mean that you're not allowed to do chazara? Chazara is when you take, let's say, a fully cooked chicken out of your refrigerator and you want to take the chill out. You're not cooking it. It's already cooked. And you put it on the fire on Shabbos. So you're not over bishul because it's already been cooked. So you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So the question is, are you allowed to do this in any way under certain circumstances? So when it says lo yitain, it means you're not allowed to do chazara, avolashos, but to put it on Erev Shabbos, Mashin, that you're allowed to do, afal pish eino goruf eino katam, even if there is no blech, even though there are coals present, or that they haven't been shoveled away or covered up with ash, and nevertheless, on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do this, even though it's going to go into it on Shabbos. Again, if you do it on Erev Shabbos and you stop it before Shabbos starts, nobody ever has a havamina that that's aser. The only question is over here, if you're putting it on Erev Shabbos and then leaving it on the fire on Shabbos. So the first opinion says, you're not allowed to do chazara, but shehiyah, lashos, is allowed, even if it's not garuf and kotum. We'll see, this is the opinion of Chananya. Umani, whose opinion is this? Chananya. There's a famous machlokis over here, which has huge halacha l'maisa ramifications between Chananya and the Chachamim. And Chananya's opinion is the more lenient opinion. And he says, you're allowed to do shehiyah even if there's no blech. So on Erev Shabbos, you could put stuff on the fire as long as it cooks to the level of Michael ben Drosoy, which we'll see in a moment. So he says, the Tanya, Chananya Omer, Koshu Kemaychol Ben Drosoy, we had the Maychol Ben Drosoy earlier in the Masechta. He was a ganav, and he never was able to stay in one place. He was always running. He was on the lam from the police. So he never cooked his foods to the full extent. Rashi says he only cooked it one third of the way. Famous Machlokas. The Rambam says he cooked it a half of the way. We had this early in the Masechta. And this cooking, once it's reached the level of Maychol Ben Drosoy, is considered cooked. And therefore, when you're putting it up on Erev Shabbos, we don't have to be concerned that you're going to come and stoke the fires on Shabbos, because it's already cooked. It's K'maychol Ben Drosoy. So that's what Chananya says. And therefore, something that's been cooked to the level of Maychol Ben Drosoy, Mutu Leshoso Agabi Kira, you can put it on Erev Shabbos on the Kira, even though Afa Pishenu Goruf Eino Kotim, even though there's no blech, even though it doesn't have the Grufo Ketuma, the ashes are not on the coals, and the coals aren't shoveled away, or the coals aren't shoveled away. You don't need both. You only need one, Grufo or Ketuma. That's the first possibility. Odilma, maybe not. Lashos tan, the Mishnah is talking about that you're not allowed to go and leave it. When it says ain nos, then it means lahashos on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, the only time you're allowed to do this is vi goruf v'kotum in. Only if on Erev Shabbos it's on a blech, then you can leave it on the blech, then it will go into Shabbos. Elo, lo, but if it's not on a blech, you're not allowed to do this. And certainly, in this situation, if you can't put it on Erev Shabbos, v'chol shein lahasir, you can't put it back on the kiran Shabbos unless there's a blech. Now, those are the two possibilities. Shmuel says, we'll try to figure out which one it is. Toshma, bring a raya from our Mishnah itself. Read the Mishnah carefully. Midiktani trei bavei b'masnisa. Our Mishnah has several sections to it. And it said, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai Amrim, it first said over here, chamin avolo tavshu. You can put hot water on, but not a tavshu, not a dish that needs to be cooked. Beis Hillel Amrim, no, chamin v'tavshu. You can put it on with hot water, or you can put it on a dish that needs to be cooked. Then it says again, and you can take it off, but you can't put it back on. And not only can you take it off, but you can even put it back on. So now we have this repetition over here of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now, if we're talking about lashos, that we're talking about Erev Shabbos, the first part of the Mishnah says you can put it on Erev Shabbos, and therefore, everything is okay, because Hochitani, now we will understand the Mishnah in the following fashion. Kirosh Sikua Bakashu V'Guava. If you lit it up with the not-so-highly flammable stuff, it's not going to get so hot, the straw and the stubble over here, so then Mashinu Lebetavshu. Then you can put it on Erev Shabbos. However, Begefis V'Eitzim, if you're using the more flammable stuff, the hotter stuff, the remnants, the pulp over here of the either the sesame or the olives or firewood, lo yasha, then you're not allowed to put it on Erev Shabbos unless you make a blech, achi yigrof, o achi yitain efer. Either shovel the coals away or you put the ashes on them like the blech. Now, umahin mashim, what are we talking about? Now we have Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Yomim Chamin, even when you have a blech, you can only put on hot water, avalo tavshil, but you can't put on a cooked dish. Or Beis Hillel, or not yet cooked dish, any tavshil. Beis Hillel says, no, you can go put on hot water or even something that needs to be cooked. And then it says again, now we have another machlokes Beis Hillel v'Shammai, and just like it says, you're allowed to go and they have a machlokes between Beis Hillel v'Shammai in regards to Shehiyah, so too, Pligi Nami v'Lahasir. They also have a machlokes in regards to Chazara. Beis Shammai Yomim Not Lin Avalo Machzir. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to take stuff off a fire on Shabbos. That's not a problem. However, you can't put it back. Ain Machzirin. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Amrim Af Machzirin. Beis Hillel says you could go and put it back. Now, this makes good sense if you have the first part of the machlokes with Shehiyah and the second part with Chazara. Eliyamis lahachsitnam. But if you're telling me that the first part is also talking about chazara, so then how are you going to learn it? Hachitani. It must be learned in the following way. Kirosh, sisikul bekash b'vavah. The first part of the Mishnah is when you're talking about the firewood being the stubble and the straw over here, the less hot stuff. So, machzirin, if we're talking about chazara, machzirin ala tafshil. That you're allowed to put back on Shabbos if this is the type of fire that you have. But, begavis of eitzim lo yachzir. But if it's the more flammable stuff, the hottest stuff, then you're not allowed to do chazara on Shabbos. Unless, achi yigrov, unless you do the black, i.e., you shove away the coals, or achi yitinef, or you're covered up with ashes. Now, Umahein machzirin, what are you allowed to go and be chozer? You have to have this black, you have to have grufa ketuma. So Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai yomim chamin avol tavshel. They said only hot water and not a cooked dish. Or Beis Hillel yomim chamin v'tavshel. Beis Hillel said, no, you could do over a chazara with either hot water or tavshel as long as it was grufa ketuma. However, then it repeats itself. Beis Shammai yomim notlin avol machzirin. Beis Shammai says, you'll have to take it off, but you're not allowed to put it back on. But we were talking about chazara. Beisol says you can put it back on. So what's going on over here? So the only way to learn this is that it's talking about the first part is shehiya and the second part is chazara. But the first part we said you must only do shehiya if it's grufa ketuma. Kasha, that doesn't go like Hananya. So therefore, we're stuck. It seems that the Mishnah is not going like Hananya. So we turn to Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. Says, no, Le'olam, we actually could be talking about chazara in the first part. And therefore, it's only talking about chazara that needs to be grufa and ketuma, but we could go like the opinion of Hananya, that if you're talking about shehiya, it doesn't have to be grufa and ketuma. Why is that? Because we're talking about here lahachzir. So it's not duplicated because of chisur emechzav achitani. This is why it's not duplicated. You have to read the Mishnah as follows. If you're dealing over here with a oven that was with the less highly flammable stuff, the kash and the gvava, the straw and the stubble, so machzirin alav tavshil, then you're allowed to do chazara even there on Shabbos. Begefs with Eitzim, but if you're doing chazara, then if you're using it with the flammable stuff, the gefes and the Eitzim, the pulp and the firewood, lo yachzir achi yigrov o achi yitin a sefer. Then you have to have a blech. You have to only be do chazara if there's a blech. Avol ashos, but to put it on in the first place on Erev Shabbos, that is like Hananya said, Mashin apapish, eno garfu, eno kotav. To do it on Erev Shabbos, there's no issue involved. You're going to call Mishem Ibuchata? He's not concerned about that, because it's cooked to Michael Ben Drosai. So Mashin apapish, eno garfu kotav. And umahin mashin, and what are you allowed to do? Now we have the machlokas, b'hilz b'shamay. B'shamay omim only chamin, avol tavshel, only hot water, but not a dish that needs to be cooked. B'shamay omim, no. You can put up hot water and the tavshel, or a dish that needs to be cooked. And then, and then the third part of the Mishnah, which is the second part of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that which we said, that you're allowed to do chazara, that's not according to everybody. That's a separate machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omim note levelo machzirin. Beis Shammai disagrees with the concept of chazara totally, even if it's grufa ketuma. Beis Shammai says you can take it off, but you can't put it back on. And Beis Hillel omim af machzirin. Beis Hillel says if it's grufa and ketuma, you can put it back on. So therefore, our Mishnah could be learned like the opinion of Hananya, and our Mishnah could be learned like the opinion of the Chachamim. So now we go weiter. We're still trying to figure out who is the correct opinion. Toshma. If we bring a riot from the following statement, that which we said in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to go and put it on the Kira, lo shanu el agaba, that's talking about on the top part of the Kira, avol socha, but inside the Kira, aser. Now, what are we talking about? This is going to be a riot to Hananya's opinion, because if we're talking about, according to Hananya, that Shehiyah is allowed to be done on Erev Shabbos, even if it's not Grufa Ketuma, and Chazara is only allowed to be done if it's Grufa Ketuma, we understand this statement of Rav Chelbo Omer, Rav Chama Bar Guri Omer Rav, because if we're telling us it's according to Hananya, that, again, The point that we're trying to make over here is that Shehiya is allowed if it's not Grufa Ketumah, and Chazar is only allowed if it's Grufa Ketumah, Hainu Deshani Bein Tochel Agabah. We understand why he says there's a difference between putting it inside, which if you're putting it inside on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to go put it inside on Erev Shabbos, because then it's going to be inside in the coals, and that's Hatmana. Hatmana is not allowed on Erev Shabbos to be done for Shabbos. So if you're putting it on the top, the cooking, that is allowed to be done. Oh, that's why there's a difference between Tochel Yagabah. Eliyam is Lashos Nan, but if you're telling me that the Mishnah is like the Chachamim over here, that even when you're doing Shehiya, you have to be Grufa Ketumah, Mali Tochel, Mali Yagabah. So what difference does it make? If you're putting it inside, there's a blech. If you're putting it on the top, there's a blech. Why should it make any difference? Shmuel says, nope, that's not a good answer. You can't prove to me that the Mishnah is Chananya. Me Sabras Rabbi Chalbo, a Reisha Koy. Who says that Rabbi Chalbo is talking about the Reisha, which deals with the Grufa Uktumah food? No, aseva koi. What does that mean? That Basil says you're allowed to go put it back onto the fire on Shabbos. And on that, you can only do so. You can only do this on the top of the Kira, but you can't do it inside the Kira. Why? Because inside it looks too much like cooking. On the top, it doesn't look like cooking as much. So bottom line is, we can't bring a raya that our Mishnah is not like the Chachamim, and that it must be Chananya. No, we could still learn the Mishnah like either of them. Try again. Toshma. Shtei kiros hamasimos. Masimos is like a twin to omim. So you have two kiros, two ovens over here that are right next to each other, and they have a common wall between them. So you have an oven on the right, an oven on the left. They share the middle wall, and one of them, achas grufa ktuma, one of the ovens, let's say the one on the left, is having a blech, it's the shoveled coals or the ashes on top of the coals. V'achashena grufa v'ena ketumah. And the one on the right doesn't have shoveling. So therefore, it's not a blech. So the one on the right is going to be much hotter than the one on the left. So he tells us, mashna gabi grufa ketumah, you're allowed to go put your pot on top of the one that has the blech on it, the grufa ketumah oven, before Shabbos. But the ain mashinal she'ena grufa v'ena ketumah. But you're not allowed to go put it on the one that doesn't have the blech on it. It's not grufa ketumah. Umahi mashin. And what are we talking about that you can do over here? So b'shami rim v'lo klum. So b'shami disagrees. They say you're not allowed to do this at all. U'beisil omrim chamin avol tavshil. Beisil says you're only allowed to put hot water and not a dish. Now, this is not what we had in the Mishnah. This is, as we'll see, the opinion of Rav Meir. So akai divri akol lo yachser. So if you go and take it off, so then everybody agrees that you can't put it back on. So the first part is Shehiya. That's a machlokes, Beisil, Beishame. Beishame says nothing. Beisil says just hot water. And everybody agrees, once you take it off, you can't put it back on. This is the halacha according to Rav Meir, which of course has nothing to do with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not Rav Meir. This doesn't fit in with Rav Meir at all. Then we have Rav Yehuda. That will fit in with our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer, Beishame Yomim Chamin Avol Tavshin. Beishame says you're allowed to go put hot water on it, but not a Tavshin. And this is talking about on the side that is Grufa Ketumah, not on the other side, of course. Obasalamim, no. Even on the side that's Grufa Ketumah, you can put not only hot water, but also Tavshil. Besalamim, Chamin v'Tavshil. Then it repeats, Beshami Omrim, no, Lenavol lo machzirin. Beshami says you can take it off, but then you can't put it back on. Obasalamim, af machzirin. Besal says you can even go and put it back on. Now, this is exactly what we had in our Mishnah. But according to who? Iyamis Bishlam Elashel standing for talking here about Shehiya, and that it must be on Grufa and Ketumah, so Masnisin Mani Rav Yehudi. So our Mishnah could fit in well according to the Chachamim and the Chachamim Rav Yehuda. That's very good. But Iyamis Lahasit standing for talking about Lahasit standing. In other words, the only time you need a Grufa Ketumah is when you're returning it, like Kananya, so then Masnisin Mani. Then whose opinion is our Mishnah? Lo Rav Yehuda doesn't fit into the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Lo Rav Meir. Why not? Even if maybe you want to tell me it's Rav Meir, that doesn't fit according to anything. Kashla Beishamai Bechada, Beishamai, one of the two opinions of Beishamai is not going to fit at all. Beisil Tadi, both of the two opinions of Beisil won't fit at all. Even Rav Yehuda, and even if you want to tell me it's Rav Yehuda, it's still going to be Kashu, Grufa, Ketumah. The Chazara needs Grufa and Ketumah, but the Shehiya doesn't. So this doesn't fit in with Chananya. Shmuel says, no, it does. No, it can even be according to Chananya. And the only time you need Grufa and Ketumah is Lachzir, not for Shehiya. So then, how do you explain our Mishnah? So our Mishnah, the Tana Didan, Savalak Rav Yehuda B'chada, or Palagal B'chada. Who says Rav Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah? The Tana of our Mishnah agrees with Rav Yehuda in one thing, and he disagrees with Rav Yehuda in the other thing. Where does he agree? Where does he disagree? Savalak Rav Yehuda B'chada, he holds like Rav Yehuda in regards to the din, B'chamin, V'tavshil, Notlu, Numachzirin, In regards to chazara, there he agrees. You can put hot water on, or you can put a cooked dish on it, as long as it's grufa ketumah, no problem. However, upalaga b'chada, he disagrees with Rav Yehuda in this respect. The ilu tana didon sover lashos v'yafa pishen ogar v'kartum. Our mishnah, the tana says that if you're doing shehiya, it doesn't have to be garuf. It doesn't need grufa or ketuma. However, Rav Yehuda does. Rav Yehuda sover bilish lashos also nami gamkein garuf v'kotum in ilolo. So the Tana of a Mishnah is another opinion. We have Rav Meir's opinion, Rav Yehuda's opinion, and we have the Tana of a Mishnah's opinion, and they disagree. Rav Yehuda and the Tana of a Mishnah in regards to shehiya, they agree in regards to chazara. One more question. They ask the base managers the following question: Ma'ol lismoch ba? What about lismoch? Rashi tells us, Rashi's found about 10 lines up from the bottom over here. What does it mean, lismoch? To put next to kidera, etzel dofen akira, to put a dish that needs to be cooked near the dofen of the kira, the wall of the kira, below grufa. And the kira is not having a blach on it. It's not grufa ketuma. Shakira metaltelesi. The kiras were movable. They were like a mobile oven. Moshivino saw agabi kaka, and he put it down on the ground. It was basically a box. And they put the coals inside of it, and they moved it wherever they needed to, and they heated it up. Now, so can you put your pot, your kidera, next to the wall of this kira, not inside the kira, not on top of it? Ma'u lismoch ba. Tocha v'gaba asur. Okay, you can't go put it on the top, or certainly not inside, but avo lismoch bo shaper domi, but to put it next to it, you would be allowed to, or not. Odil malosh not. No, just like you can't put the pot on the top or on the inside, you can't put it next to it as well. This question could be asked according to Hananya, and we're talking here about it hasn't been cooked yet to the level of Maichel ben Drosai, because he allows you to put it on the kira itself if it's cooked already to the Maichel, level of Maichel ben Drosai, and even if it's not grufa ketuma. So you could say, according to Hananya, we're talking here about that it wasn't yet cooked to the level of Kemaichel ben Drosai, or you could say it's to the Chachamim, where it's cooked to the level of Kemaichel ben Drosai, but they also require that you need grufa ketuma. So do you need grufa ketuma for you putting it on the top or the inside? Yes, but what about lismoch? That's the question. So it's a question according to Hananya or a question according to Chachamim. So Gemara says, Tashmat, let's try to bring an answer. Shtei kiros hamasimos. Again, you have the twin ovens with a common wall in between them. Achas grufa ketuma v'achashin grufa ketuma. The one on the left has no blech, and the one on the right has a blech. So mashin al gabi grufa ketuma. You're allowed to put it on the one that has the blech, and you're allowed to do this, even though v'afogav because solik lehav lameidach. It's going to get heat from the other one. So isn't that our case as well? You're allowed to put it on the side, even if it doesn't have a blech. This is exactly the same thing. You can put it on the side that's going to get benefit from the unblecht side. So you can put it on the right with the blech, even though it's going to get heat from the left side, which doesn't have a blech. And therefore, you can put your pot, your kedera, on the ground next to the oven, because even though the oven doesn't have grufa ketuma, where you're putting it, it doesn't have a problem of grufa and ketuma. It's not in the oven, and therefore it's allowed. Someone says, no, maybe not. Dilma shiny hosom. You could say it's different. In the case over here, the kivan de medalya sholit boavira. When you're putting it on the kira, so you're putting it on the side that is grufa ketuma, and it's higher up in the air. So it's not going to necessarily be getting the heat from the other side. However, in our case, on the ground, so lav davka, it's right next to it. There's no ventilation over here, no cool air that's coming in to keep it cooler, and therefore, maybe in this situation, you can't. So you can't bring your raya one to the other. Where it says, let's try again. Toshma, Yom Rav Safra, Rav Chia, Rav Safra saying Rav Chia, Kitoma v'lis labsa. So here we're talking about coals that you had put ashes on top of them, so that's like the blech on top of it, but then v'lis labsa. It broke through the ashes, and the coals over here, they started being very, very hot again. They lost their blech, so to say. They lost the ash covering on the top, and they're all fired up now. So what's the din over here? So, somchin la umekayman aleh. So, Rav Safra said in the name of Rav Chia that you're allowed to go put food on top of this kira over here and leave it there. So you put it up there on Erev Shabbos, and you're allowed to leave it over there because even though there's no blech right now, you had a blech on it. And then on Shabbos, it's still considered like it has a blech on it as well. And you can put food, take off food from it, and put it back on. Why? Shmami na, lismoch nami. If when it was ketuma, and then it lost the ketuma status, you can do it, so too. It must be ketuma. The fact that it lost it doesn't mean that it didn't once have it. So over here, if you're not allowed to be lismoch unless it was ketuma. So that's what the Gemara says. Shmami no lismoch nami ketuma in lo ketuma lo. You'd only be allowed to do the smicha if it had ketuma. Okay, if it lost the ketuma, that would be fine. But it had to have ketuma, just like our case. The Gemara says, really? Well, taimech. Note lemimeno diktani. So it says you're allowed to take it off. Are you telling me over here you're allowed to take it off? Ketuma in lo ketuma lo. You can only take it off if it has grufa ketuma. You're not allowed to take it off from the oven if it wasn't grufa ketuma. That's not correct. What's the issue in taking something off an oven? So that can't be what it means. Ella tana note lin mishum machzirin. So it tells us over here you're allowed to take it off because he wants to tell us the din of putting it on. So too hachanami tana sochem mishum mekaimin. It tells us over here that you're allowed to put it next to it because you're allowed to put it on it. Doesn't mean necessarily that it must be grufa and ketuma. Where it says that's not the same thing. Hachi hashta, are these comparable over here? That's not true. When we're talking about that you have to take it off in order to be able to put it back on, that's why it mentions taking it off. Okay, that's perfectly straight. Tana note the mishum machzir. That's why it says you take it off to put it back there. Elohacha by the smucha, that has nothing to do. Lismoch has nothing to do with it. The fact that you can put it down next to the oven, what does that have to tell you about putting it on the oven? One has nothing to do with the other. No, what's the bottom line? How do we paskin over here? My havayalah. What is the halacha? Tashma. We bring a final brisa. Tells us the halacha. Kirush esikua begefes of the eitzim. If you heat it up in an oven with the highly flammable stuff like the pulp of the olives or the sesame or firewood, somchilah, you are allowed to put things next to such an oven. The ain mekaimin, but you're not allowed to put it on the oven. Elim ken grufa ketuma, unless the oven is grufa and ketuma. However, kecholim sha'amimu, but if you had coals over here that became not so hot, they calm down. Or you put something like a blech on it. You put a piece of flax on the top of it that would calm it down. It's like putting the ash on it. That also makes it into ketuma, and then you'd be allowed to go and put it on top of such a kira because it's considered gerufa uktuma. And therefore, we see from here, shmamina, that when you're putting it on the side, it doesn't have to be grufa ketuma. It's only on the top that it must be grufa ketuma. Tosus points out something very important. In the last Tosus we had Toshma, he says, "Mikol makom ein lilmod mikan." Don't learn from over here. Lismoch etzel ha'esh. You're not allowed to put it next to a fire. You're only allowed to put it next to the kira, next to the oven that's next to the fire, but not on the fire, next to the fire itself. He says, "Elo the shiny hacha the dofane kira mafsikin beno la'esh." That's the reason why you're allowed to do the lismoch over here is because it's not right next to the fire. But if you have an open fire, you can't put something next to it because that will in fact cook it. Mark continues and says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeini, Amar Rav Oshaya." He said the following thing: "Ketama v'huvara. You have over here; it was a blech on it. You put the ashes on top of the kira, but then v'huvara. This is the same thing like b'nislablusa. So it then broke through the ashes and it became hot again. So mashin olel chamin shuhu chamul called tzarchan. You're allowed to put hot water on this before Shabbos. The tavshul shabishul called tzarko. And as long as the tavshul was fully cooked, you can go put it on this type of a." Oven as well. Now, this goes according to the opinion of the Chachamim that says it must be grufa and ketuma, because here it was ketuma. According to Chananya, you'd be allowed to put it down even if it wasn't grufa uktuma. We turn to the Amud Beis. Shmamino, we see from this, mitstamek v'yofa lo muta. Now, here we introduce a new term. There is types of heating that are going to make something better. You keep a cholent on the pot for hours and hours, it gets better by cooking. It doesn't get ruined by cooking more. That's called mitstamek v'yofalo. It stays on the pot. Mitstamek literally means that it shrinks, and that's good for it. The food tastes better. Then there's mitstamek v'ralo. That's if you overcook something, it becomes tough, it becomes not tender, it becomes not tasty. That's called mitstamek v'ralo. So there's a big difference over here whether the additional cooking is good for it or not. So we learn from what Rav Oshaya said that Shema Mina from here, that even though it was the ashes had left and it's going to be very hot, so Shema Mina, mitstamek v'yofalo is muta. Even though it's going to get better because of this, we're still allowed to leave it when it's no longer considered ketuma. Somar says, no, you can't bring me that raya. Shani hacha dikidma. No, here it's different. It did have a ketuma and it lost it. But you can't tell me that in general that shmami no, mitstamek v'yofalo is muta. Somar says, really? Ihachi? If this is so then what's the chiddush of Rav Oshaya? My lememra. What's he telling us over here? Gemara says, no, huvara itzrichli. No, the chiddush was that if the ashes got removed, so then we might have thought that it's no longer called ketuma. So, kamash malon. Ma'adetem, I might have thought, kevin the huvara, since the fire got very hot again, hadra lo lemilsa kamaisa, it's now considered like it never was ketuma. Kamash malon. No, Rav Ashaya tells us that as long as you did ketuma once, so then you're allowed to go and do this, even though right now it's not ketuma. Similarly, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, a very similar din, ketuma v'uvavara, he got the ketuma, it had the ashes on it, but then it broke through, the ashes broke through, the fire broke through the ashes, v'uvavara, and it's hot again. So mashin olel, you'll have to do shehi over here with cham and shuchmu kotzok, and you can put hot water that's already been boiled, v'sav shoshibichul kotzok, and a food that is fully cooked. And even if the fuel over here is the best type of fuel known as rosem wood is a very, very, very hot type of a wood. It is the best type of fuel that you can possibly use. So now, the Gemara says, what's the chiddush over here of Rav Yochanan? Shmamina wants to tell us, Mitzdamik V'yofalo Mutter. Again, it wants to tell us that even though it's going to cook and be better, you're allowed to do this. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring me that. Shani Hachli de Kitma. The reason why you're allowed to do this is because it had ashes on it originally. It had a blech on it originally, and it was taken away. That's why you're allowed to do this. Gemara says, Ihachi Malamemra. So then what's the Chiddush over here? So again, the Gemara answers, Huvarai Tzrichle. No, it teaches us that if it did once have a blech, and even though it broke through, that's still allowed. It's still called Ketufa. Ketuma. So Gemara says, Hainu Hach. So then what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Rav Hoshaya said the same thing. So the Chiddush is, Rabbi Yochanan tells us over here, Gecholim Sherosim Itzrichule. He's giving us a Chiddush over here about these types of coals that they're also considered, even though there's such strong wood over here, this rosin wood, nevertheless, you still have the same din over here that is considered like it's Grufa and Ketuma. Now, according to this, again, I mentioned previously, we're talking according to the Chachamim, because it must be Grufa and Ketuma. Hanani would say that it doesn't have to be Grufa and Ketuma, this doesn't apply to him. But now we'll have an alternate version of the Gemara, which would apply to Hanani. Amar Sheish said Rav Yochanan, Rav Sheish said in the name of Yochanan, before we had it was Rabbi Rechana in the name of Yochanan, here Rav Sheish said in the name of Yochanan, Kirush, Shesikua, Begefes of Eitzim, if you had it heated up over here with the residue, the pulp of the sesame, or the olives, or firewood, so Mashin Alel Chamin Shlohuchmu, you're allowed to go put on it, hot water on Erev Shabbos that wasn't heated up, called Tzarkon fully, the Tavshul Shlo Bishol called Tzarkon, or a Tavshul that wasn't heated up fully, wasn't cooked fully, akar, but when you take it off on Shabbos, lo yachzir ashigrov o shite nefer, but you're not allowed to put it back on, you're not allowed to do chazara, unless it has grufa ketuma. So you see, this is like Hananya over here. So Gemara says, ksaver masnisin lachzir tnan. So obviously we're talking about over here that you only require grufa and ketuma to do chazara, like Hananya says, avol ashos, but on Erev Shabbos to put it down over there, you don't need grufa ketuma. Mashin, afo bish eno goref eno kotem. Exactly like Hananya. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, we learned this already. Tarvayu Tanani. We learned both of these dinim that Rav Sheish has just brought down in the name of Rav Yochanan, the Chazara and the Shehiya. We learned them already. Lashos Dina, that you're allowed to go and put the food Erev Shabbos without it being Grufa Ketuma. That's a mission that we learned previously, where it taught us, you're not allowed to go put the bread into the oven right before it becomes Shabbos, Friday afternoon before it becomes Shabbos. And likewise we said, you're not allowed to go put a piece of cake on the coals Erev Shabbos, unless it cooked enough Erev Shabbos, Elikadei Shikru Ponel, that it had enough time to make a crust, and then it's called cooked. Ha Karmu Ponel Shari, but if it's cooked enough, so then you're allowed to do this over here on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not Grufa Ketuma. That's what Rav Sheish said, that's what Hananya said, and that's what we learned previously. And in regards to the din of Chazara, we also learned that. Where is that? Our Mishnah. Beisil Omrim Af Machzirim. Beisil said, you're allowed to go do Chazara. V'yadkan lo kosharu Beisil El B'Grufa Ketuma. And Beisil said, only Chazara by Grufa Ketuma. Avo B'Shein a Grufa Ketuma lo. But if it doesn't have Grufa Ketuma, you're not. Oh, that's the second statement that Rav Sheish made in the name of Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, Rav Sheish is not me, diyuka, the mastisa, kamashla. Yeah, he's telling us that's what the Mishnah means. He's not saying it on his own. He's telling us that's what the Mishnah means. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan Kira Shesikua Begeps of Eitzim. You have over here the Kira, the oven, that the firewood over here is the pulp or the wood. Mashinala Tavshul Shabisho Kol Tzarkon B'Cham Shuchmu Kol Tzarkon V'Afilu Mitzdamik V'Yofalo. Now here it says B'Favorites that you're allowed to do this over here, even if it's going to improve with the additional heating. Now, this is different than the opinion that we had for Rabbi Baruch Hanna and Rav Sheshes, because here we're talking about, he says, that you're allowed to do this as long as it's heated up cold circle. Now, Rabbi Baruch Hanna had said in the name of Yochanan that you're not allowed to go put food on a non-blech type of akira unless it had previously had a blech, and you lost the blech, so to say. The fire came through. And Rav Sheshes has said that even if it's not fully cooked, you're allowed to put it on there. So this is a totally different opinion. So now we're going to question this. He asked them, both Rav and Shmuel say, they say that you're not allowed to go and put it on if it's going to continue cooking and it's going to get better. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda answers them back. Amalei, he says, Otu les anoyoda. Don't you think I know that? Of course I know that. The Amar of Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, because of Yosef himself said in the name of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mitzvah make me off a low answer. So therefore, he's telling us, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is telling us, Ki kamina loch l'Rabbi Yochanan kamina. I'm not telling you what Rav Shmuel said. I know what Rav Shmuel said. I'm telling you what Rav Yochanan said, and therefore, you can't be meraih from Rav Shmuel to what Rav Yochanan says. Rav Ukva came from a place called Meishon, said to Rav Ashi, Atun dimikarvitu Rav Shmuel, you who live near the shtot where Rav Shmuel were in Babel, aviduk Rav Shmuel. So you have to follow what Rav Shmuel say. But we who live in Eretz Yisrael, anan avid kerv Yochanan, because we who live elsewhere, including Eretz Yisrael, we can follow the more lenient opinion of Rav Yochanan, who says, mitztamek v'yofelo is allowed. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Abayla says to Rav Yosef, Ma'ul Ashos, are you allowed to go put food Erev Shabbos on a fire, a kira, that is not Grufa Ketumah? So Amalei Rav Yosef says, Ha Rav Yehuda, Mashu Levi Ochil, I saw Rav Yehuda, now this is the Amora Rav Yehuda, not the Tana Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef says, I saw the Amora Rav Yehuda that did this. He put it on a non-blech kira, and he used it on Shabbos. Therefore, it must be allowed. So Amalei, Abayi tells him, now you can't bring Meraya from Yehuda. By me neither of Yehuda. The Amora of Yehuda was a very sick person. The Kivan the Mesukanu, and since he was so sick, Afilu b'Shabbos nami sharu l'mevedlai. They could eat, cook for him on Shabbos. He was a chol sheish v'sakana. The halach is, if somebody's deathly ill, and you have to cook him for food on Shabbos, so you doche Shabbos to save somebody's life. So you can't bring me any rice from Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Leave the loch, my. The question that I was asking you is, don't tell me about Rav Yehuda. Can somebody go put food on Erev Shabbos, like Hananya said, on Akira without a blech? So Amalei, Besura Mashu, in Surah they allowed this, because the whole Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mariah de Uvdahava, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who was the Rav over there, and he was a big tzaddik, and he did this, Umash Lev Yochel, and they would do this, and if he allowed it, so therefore that must be the din. Another ma'aser that shows this. I'm Rav Ashi, Koimna Kamed Rav Huna. I was once standing by Rav Huna. Vishon lay Kasa the Harsin of Yochal, and they brought him on Shabbos. This disc called Kasa the Harsin. Rav Ashi explains this is dogim hamavushalim. It's cooked fish bishamnon with their own oils and bekemach. There's flour in it. That's the critical factor. That there's flour in it, and he ate it. So Yochal. So therefore, it must be allowed. I don't know why he allowed it to be eaten. Maybe he holds that it was on the fire for a long time and it got better, and he holds mitztamek v'yofelo is mutter. Or maybe imishum dekiven this be micha, or because it has flour. Micha Rashi says over here means flour, and therefore because of the flour, the kemach, so it gets worse. Actually, the fish will get better, but when you put in flour, mishum dekiven this be micha mitztamek v'ralohu. So I don't know what the reason that Rav Ashi allowed it. That he saw the Rav Huna ate it. I don't know whether because he holds mitztamek v'yofelo and it's permissible, or it was really mitztamek v'ralo, but mitztamek v'yofelo he wouldn't allow. So how do we paskin? I'm Rav Nachman. Mitztamek v'yofelo wasser. The bottom line is Rav Nachman says if something gets better, you're not allowed to do this. You got to put it on a grufa or ketuma, or else you're not allowed to do this. But mitztamek v'ralo mutter. But if you put something that's going to get worse on the fire, so then you don't even need a blech. And even grufa, you don't. If it's not grufa ketuma, it's good. And this is the rule. Klal de milsa. This is the rule that we apply. Called this be micha. In general, if something has flour in it, it's kemach in it, it's going to get worse by being on the fire. Mitztamek v'ralo. Exception. Levar mitavshil de lifta. Unless you're dealing over here with a dish that has turnips inside of it, lefet. And this will get better. The alpha god is be micha. Even though there's flour inside it, mitztamek v'yoflo. The turnips somehow negate the negative aspect of the flour, and it makes it something that will get better, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. And when you're not allowed to do this, v'hanimila, this bebisra. It will only get better if there's also meat inside of it. You need the turnips and the meat to negate the bad part of the flour. Avoles bebisra, if you only have the turnips over here, then mitzdamek ralahu. Then it will still be bad, and therefore it's not a problem to put it on a blech that's not grufa ketumah. And furthermore, v'chiyis bebisra nami. And even if there's meat inside, we only said that it will be mitzdamek v'yovelo, l'amorna eladlo kaboye le'archit. If you don't do this for guests, you want to give a nice piece of meat to, and that's going to be mitzdamek v'yofalo. And the only time that the meat will not be mitzdamek v'yofalo, and in this situation you're allowed to do this, is if it's going to be the type of meat that you serve for yourself. If you give it for guests, so this type of meat is actually going to get bad, and therefore it would be allowed. Again, there's something about, I don't understand how exactly this works, but Rashi says, you want to give a guest a nice piece to put in front of them. So they give them something where the meat is not visible. It's all in little pieces over here. So then that's not nice. So therefore, it's not going to be considered mitzdamek v'yofalo. Finally, we conclude lafta, which is something like figs. Daiso, which is like a porridge or a cereal, and tamre, which are dates. So all of these mitzdamek relo. If the food has these things in them, it's going to ruin it when it's cooking, and therefore you wouldn't need grufa and ketuma. But this will conclude the shir.